Keeping it cool with some nice refreshing music for you. All kinds of different artists stepping in for your enjoyment. Robert Glasspier, new news from him, something called I Am. Valerie stepping off Fusion Project, Insistence 2.0. Stanley Clark, different version of Silly Putty. Yeah, bringing up to a 2024 version. Also, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Bill Shalap, Mood Indico. Oh yeah, great music there. Kenny Garrett doing Hargrove, Brandy Younger, Gadabout Season. Yeah, great harpist, Brandy Younger there. Also in our set, Minnie Riperton, The Edge of a Dream, and Jasmia Horn, Mysteries of Us. The Jazz Corner, Kevin Amos, hello. You better believe it. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org.
shouldn't. A very little chance to grow.
I got to catch it where I can swing, and I can't swing it, you know. There's a lot of wood here, man.
That was good, though.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That was very good.
Preaching, man. This is a hit! Papa's in the same. It ain't too hip, but that new breed thing. It ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Got a brand new bag. It's a jack. He's doing the fly. Don't play him cheap, cause you know he ain't shy. He's doing the monkey, the mashed potatoes. Jump back, jack. See you later, alligator. Come here, sister. Papa's in the swing. Here to hip now.
Mr. James Brown, the Godfather. Yeah. Papa's got a brand new bag, parts 1, 2, and 3. 1965. And then we heard Sly and the Family Stone, 1968, live at the Fillmore East. And we open up with Sly Stone also. So let's continue on. Yes, indeed. Influenced by a lot of people, you know, in his younger days, by some of the artists on the scene. And a lot of people were impressed with his music as well, like Miles Davis from On the Corner. Check this out.
Thank you. Yeah. Something that could do you some good. Yeah. get around it, they feel that there are enough people to make up for it. And on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to try higher again to get everybody to join in the future. It'll do you no harm.
Wanna dig it higher?
Way up on the hill, that's how I tell y'all.
Wanna dig it higher?
Picking cotton in Texas. This is my dad's washboard. This is how he fed his family. People were picking cotton and tomatoes, and he'd be out in the field singing, and he'd had his own lyrics, and he'd make up verses. That's where Sly and Freddie got that that what we call funk, the lyric thing down. They got that from Daddy. It was just the normal. It was the way of life. It was a way of life. You know, I mean, we have played this before, you know, and not because we had to. We enjoyed the sound.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the drums came along and tambourines and all that stuff came along. We didn't have to have a washboard. But some of the time we just did it, and it was just fun because Daddy did it. You know what I mean? And so we just beat this thing. Yeah, and sometimes he would use a spoon instead of his finger. He would use a spoon.
make and these rhythms. Yeah.
The rhythm and karachi. He did this, had this, and this, and whatever rhythm he would put together, he'd have all the workers in the field loving to work because they could hear this. And he would have a tin can out there, and he made up his own lyrics. And he would sing and play his washboard all day, and that's how he made a living to support my mom and Sly, because and my other sister, Loretta. And my mom played a guitar. And actually, she taught Sly how to tune a guitar. My mom did. So once we were all of age to play without them, they just started standing us up on tables in different churches. And we just did gospel music. And Sly played, and Loretta played the piano. And if there was a tambourine near, I would play a tambourine. And Freddie and Rose would do the same thing, or they'd swap. Somebody, one of the other ones would play, and it just, it's just the way that it was. And she, and they've never read music. It's all what they learned by ear. I actually learned how to play by ear. We all did. Sly, I think, was the only one.
Yeah.
That took music at a later.
In school,
In school with Mr. Frolic.
Yeah. Mr. Frolic. Yeah. Famous
yeah. Mr. Frolic. Yeah. Mr. Frolic. He's good, by the way. I talked to him the other day.
You did? Yeah. He's alive?
Yeah. Mr. Frolic's 83 years old. He's doing great.
Big Mama told me once that she was playing her guitar.
Yeah.
And Sly told her, Mom, if you get me one of those, I bet you I could play it.
Yeah.
And so she went and got it. They got together some kind of way and got him a guitar, and he sure did learn to play it, too.
Daddy picked a little more cotton, got a little more money, and went and got him a guitar, and he played it.
And if you didn't come from a close-knit family or a dysfunctional family, if you ever had an opportunity to be around often the Stewart family, you would finally learn what family is supposed to be about. It will click for you when they were together, mother, father, children, nieces, nephews, and their friends. Their friends. Yeah, always. You hungry, honey? When you were talking about you guys drove all the way from Los Angeles and then showed up at the church, and if you'd have said that in front of her, she'd have been fixing you something to eat right away. Yeah.
Good slide, good!
This portion of the Soul Sounds of KSOL Radio is being brought to you by the House of Music Record Shop at 8417 East 14th Street in Oakland, where they are having the 59 cent sales. All the records you are now hearing are on sale for just 59 cents. Just listen to the top tunes you can get for just 59 cents at the House of Music.
All right, looky here. 59 cent sale records. Listen closely. Just Be Sincere, Jackie Wilson, Girls Ride to Get You, The Fascinations, The Girl Don't Care, Gene Chandler, Jimmy Mack, Martha and the Vandellas, Dry Your Eyes, Brendan the Tabulations, Do the Thang, Lou Courtney, Greatest Love, ZZ Hill. 59 cent sale records, and I'm not jiving about that.
Don't forget to stop by today for all of the sale happenings today so you can keep up with the latest soul sounds at the House of Music at 8417 East 14th Street in Oakland, the largest and best stock record shop in Oakland.
That's better, that's better. Smokey, wait your turn, man.
And that's the way it is. Back in March of 1967, KSOL Radio, and as I mentioned last week, we're going to be featuring Sly Stone when he was on the radio back during those golden ages, huh? And we're not going to be basically staying in chronological order. We're going to be jumping around and so forth, but I just wanted to give you an idea what KSOL AM sounded like back then there. And please, FCC, excuse those commercials. They're not valid anymore anyway. We'll be featuring a lot of Sly from the time that he first started on KSOL AM back in November of 1964, right up to the period that you are just listening to right now, which was near the end of his career at KSOL in March to April of 1967.
Of the soul sound, the House of Music.
Do the Thang, Lou Courtney, Greatest Love, ZZ Hill. Yeah, Whole World of the Stage, the Fantastic Four, Get to Steppin', Little Ronnie. The Happening, the Supremes, Pucker Up Buttercup, Junior Walker, Found a Love, Wilson Pickett, Something Inside Me, Ray Charles. All these are 59 Cents Sale Records.
Stop by today for all of the sale happenings today so you can keep up with the latest soul sounds at the House of Music at 8417 East 14th Street in Oakland, the largest and best stock record shop in Oakland.
K-S-O-L, the radio.
Yeah, well, look at it one time, baby. Look at it. Dig it for what it is, because it's the thing, Lou Courtney.
Yeah, the one and only Sly, of course, on KSOL Radio back in March of 1967. And all the music, the Ray Dobard Music City Show and so forth, those were the days. He broke every rule in the book, but everyone enjoyed him, and definitely Sly was where it's at back then.
Walking funny lately? Feeling bad, all tight and drawn up in the stomach? It's because of, well, listen closely.
Are you, like millions of Americans, a victim of hemorrhoids? Statistics show about one in every three of them. Preparation H shrinks hemorrhoids without surgery.
Another lucky winner from KSOL 145.
If your soul sticker number is 88015, you're the winner of a Del Rey electric guitar from the Swingin' Soul Brothers. You have 2 minutes to call the San Francisco number at 6 to claim your prize.
KSOL, the
right in. Sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind?
I'm here.
Walk right in. Sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on.
Wanna take you higher,
higher.
Now, if you wanna go higher, we'd appreciate if you would repeat after us. We're gonna try it like this now. When I point to you, it's your turn. Can you dig it? Now let's try it. Wanna take you higher,
higher.
It's your turn to say it. Would you say it with us? Let's do this thing together before we get the hell out of here. Wanna take you higher.
Hey, music lover, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org. Been listening to our tribute to Sly Stone, various selections that we've heard. Music lover, taking you back there some years ago. Also, Sly, when he was on the radio at KSOL 190 in 1967. Yeah, 1967. KSOL, Sly Stone on the radio. Vet Stone, little sister, talking about Sly and how they moved on. And even Cynthia was sitting in and she gave her 2 cents worth as well. Sly and his family Stone danced to the music at Woodstock. Also, music from Miles Davis, Hollywood, and Helen Butt. Yeah, that's from the complete On the Corner Sessions, 1972. Papa's got a brand new bag, Mr. James Brown. Yes, indeed. And also some music from Live at the Fillmore East. Sly and the Family Stone. I believe that was from 1967, if I'm not mistaken. I'll go back and look it up and make the corrections if possible. But yeah, we're here and we got a lot more for you, so stay with us.